But he would get in trouble if he made you carry it the second mile. Yesterday, I was allowed to be part of kingdom work from Only Believe Kenton. And what happens when you go the extra mile, if you're in days of the Roman culture, what happens if you go the extra mile is the Roman soldier gets in trouble. The Roman soldier is depicted as the enemy. But what I want you to know is yesterday, when this house went the extra mile, the enemy was terrified. The enemy got in trouble because what you stamped out yesterday was kingdom in the world. What you stamped out and done yesterday was a kingdom footprint, not just in the house, but outside in the world. And the enemy is terrified of the God-caring love that you have when you put your foot and step out in the world. Somebody ought to say, hallelujah.
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 Man, did I come to a graveyard this morning? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man. Oh, they're thinking. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I didn't mean to call you a graveyard. I was in the middle of preparing for this morning. I had a message for you guys. I was going to come and talk to you about redeeming the time. And I was going to share a little bit about my story. And the Lord spoke to me this morning. He said, change that. I said, but why, God? I want to share. I want to share. He said, why? Because it's about you. I said, duh. But this morning, very briefly, I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes about what the Lord dropped in my spirit this morning when I was getting ready, and that's this. We cannot worship if we have iniquity in our hearts. Now, where do you find that in Scripture? He showed me Ezekiel, the 28th chapter. And there, the prophet Ezekiel is talking to the king of Tyre. And this can get long, so I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible. But are we prepared for 12 closings today? There's three of us. So anyway, so